it is time for a Bay Spotlight, and this time around we're talking Gateway Support Services, but a golf day, and it's going to be amazing. From Clifton Springs Golf Club Pro, I got that out all right, Danny Matarazzo. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Mill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well indeed. It's really lovely to meet you. Now, Gateway's Golf Charity Day has been running for about more than 20 years.
Yep.
Can you tell us what this day is all about and why does it sort of continue to be so important?
Gateway's Charity Day is amazing because it's so inclusive.
Yeah.
And it's what the major purpose of it is about, which is obviously bringing local business and the support of these All Abilities programs together,
yep,
creating that awareness,
yep,
to allow more local communities to get involved and also give back.
So is it a charity golf day where the participants of Gateways come and play or businesses put teams together? What is it?
It's all about getting small businesses out,
yep,
so that they can obviously do the fundraising part of things. It really does give back to that type of to these programs.
Yeah,
it's about making or creating that awareness for all the resources. I get a lot of my All Abilities students and a lot of the All Abilities network together to come out and be involved on the day and play as well, which is fantastic. So that's
great.
All through Gateways, and they love it. Who doesn't want to get out there and feel like golf's your sport and that you're a professional on a golf day?
From your perspective, what impact do events like this have? Like, not just for Gateways, but sort of for the wider community?
First off, it is the awareness. Mm. Like, we really do want to just let people know that these things don't just get what they get without the effort.
Yeah.
So having these types of days is where we can really showcase our support networks. It also shows how our community spaces, like golf clubs, and that can support a range of different programs.
Yeah.
Obviously, every small contribution that we can kind of get through these things has a massive impact.
Yeah.
I suppose for us at Clifton Springs Golf Club, we absolutely value,
yeah,
bringing all of this local golfing and Gateways, All Abilities.
All together. I love it.
Just to make it all as one.
Yeah, we're talking about the charity golf day that's coming up, that hosted by the Clifton Springs Golf Club. So anyone that's listening there who wants to support Gateway might not be a golfer. How can they get involved?
The best way to do it at the moment is through visiting gateways.com.au.
Yep.
We have a entry form that is ready to go. If you would like to get involved anyway at all, whether that be coming and playing or even just going out there and being a support on the day in any way, shape or form,
yeah,
we'd love to have you around the club. Let's build an atmosphere. Let's make everybody that gets out there have an absolute ball on the day, and hopefully we can execute it with some good golf shots.
What day is it on?
Friday the 27th of February. We're going to be doing an 11 a.m. shotgun start with,
yep,
all the fun and festivities before and after. We're going to have obviously a dinner afterwards or a,
nice,
bit of a lunch, and then before that we'll have some lovely bacon and eggs. So
oh,
it's about getting everybody out and having a ball on the day.
Beautiful. And if anyone would like to be a part of the Clifton Springs Golf Club Charity Golf Day for Gateway, how do they do it?
Gateways.com.au. They'll have all of the information that you need there for an entry form and more. If you'd like to know more about it, best place to hit them up.
Danny Matarazzo from Clifton Springs Golf Club. It's been lovely chatting to you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Mill. You too.